When I started to hear people talking about bevacizumab, particularly after you presented the IFL bevacizumab paper, you know, this concept of improved delivery of chemotherapy came on board, which is, to me, almost a little bit counterintuitive in terms of what I would have thought. What are your thoughts about that concept right now, and if that is a major anti-tumor mechanism, how that would translate in the adjuvant setting?
The mechanism of positive interaction with standard chemotherapy is not yet well understood. There are several models. One is the issue of improving delivery of blood to the tumor site, and with blood, things which are in blood like chemotherapy drugs and oxygen. Now, the idea is that tumor vessels are generally highly permeable, chaotic, dysfunctional, and the blood flow within those tumors tends to also be chaotic and irregular, which means the delivery of oxygen and other nutrients tends to be both erratic and poor. If one prunes off this dysfunctional vasculature, one may sometimes be left with a more normalized vasculature, which paradoxically can thereby lead to better delivery of drugs and oxygen. And if you get better chemotherapy delivery, you may end up getting better cytotoxic effects. There is probably a very complex interaction, because we know there are many effects on the tumor environment by altering angiogenesis. And the tumor derives many of its survival and growth signals from the stroma. So if one normalizes the stroma, one can also reduce many of the pro-growth factors the tumor receives from the host. Reciprocally, we know that anything which will inhibit the tumor will inhibit tumor-derived angiogenesis factors. So in fact, if you look at old data from hormonal therapy, when you shrink the tumor, you aren't left with a vascular cast. The vasculature regresses as tumor-derived angiogenesis factors go down in the setting of tumor reduction. Lastly, we know that chemotherapy works on proliferating cells. It works on proliferating tumor cells. It works on proliferating endothelial cells. And essentially, every chemotherapy drug that's been looked at has been shown to be anti-angiogenic, at least to some degree. Now, how well all of these models will work in a setting where there's such micrometastatic disease that one doesn't have these issues related to altered drug delivery because the tumor isn't large enough yet to have altered interstitial pressure, this is a question which still needs to be worked out. To one degree, one can speculate that if this is the major mechanism of interaction, where ironically we talk about anti-VEGF therapy as being a chemotherapy adjunct, then there may be very little impact. On the other hand, if there's a more biologically complex and synergistic relationship between the tumor and the stroma that goes beyond drug delivery per se, one would expect these effects to be conserved. In preclinical models, despite all of the hand-waving we just went through about the biological mechanisms, this type of therapy does seem to have a role in this sort of micrometastatic model, which mimics the adjuvant setting.
What kinds of studies have been done that showed that?
Actually, a large number of studies are commonly done, which include injection of tumor lines into a mouse, usually through a tail vein, and then one counts the number of metastases which subsequently develop either in the lungs or, and there's a parallel model for injection in the spleen which generates liver metastases. This is meant to mimic sort of the development of new nascent tumors in a sense that's somewhat analogous to the adjuvant setting. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a cancer biologist to realize that this is an enormous gap between that model and how real people and their cancers work.
Just out of curiosity, though, how does the effect of bevacizumab in that kind of laboratory setting compare to other systemic agents, including chemotherapy?
Comparison across drugs is often very model system dependent. I would suggest that they all work. The biology related to angiogenesis inhibition is probably a little bit more compelling than with most standard chemotherapies in that setting.